Okay, item two was previously deferred. We're on item three, PR 2021-5411, site plan 2021-760, preliminary plat 2021-100, vacation of private easement for PNM 2021-101, vacation of private easement temporary construction 2021-102, and vacation of private easement NMDOT 2021-103. This is for Albuquerque Anusa LLC at 9100 Pan American, and the agent is Tier West. And I see, good morning. Go ahead and introduce yourself, address as well.
John Niske, Tierra West, 5571 Midway Park Place, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Mr. Niske, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. And Mr. Bohannon, do you want to be entered in?
Only if I need to, and I'll swear in at that
Okay. time. All right. We'll see if John can handle it. All right. Go ahead and give us an update. We've reviewed you in the past. Let's go ahead and hear where we are now.
Right. We got deferred back on June 30th because we didn't have a hearing last week. We had some minor transportation comments, which we've addressed on the site plan. We were required to resubmit a grading and drainage plan because we changed the landscape islands in the, within the parking lot. And we resubmitted that plan July 1st. And then it got resubmitted again on Friday with the DRB submittal. It's my understanding that hydrology hasn't had a chance to do a complete review of that plan yet. So I'm not sure if we're good there. We've got a couple other comments from planning, one of which was asking about the landscaping within the parking lot itself, which is a new requirement I wasn't familiar with. I calculated that out this morning. We're at 16.35% landscaping, which exceeds the 15% required. I'm not sure if we need to note that on the site plan or not, or how you want that noted, but we can add that quickly. And then I saw a couple other comments. There's some new notes that you, are required for the infrastructure list. We can also get those added quickly as well at the end of the infrastructure list. And I believe that was all.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item three at 9100 Pan American? This is for AutoNation project. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Once again, you need to press star 9 or raise your hand by turning on your video or speaking up by unmuting. Okay, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. All our comments have been resolved. We have no objections. Thank you.
All right, there you go, Mr. Niske. All right, code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No additional comments over previous reviews. Those were comments were satisfied. That's all we have. Thank you.
Okay. Hydrology.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology. I have yet to finish reviewing the revised grading and drainage plan. I'll probably get to that tomorrow. And just as a note, we did have some comments on the infrastructure list last week, and nothing was ever resubmitted. You sent me over something like yesterday. That's like the day before the DRB. This stuff is supposed to be submitted like noon on Friday, so we can, you know, make sure that everything is reviewed. And this is just something that Ernest and I have been talking about. This seems to be a reoccurring theme lately. And we, hydrology, you know, we're so backlogged currently. We do not review any of the DRB submittals until the day before. And it doesn't give us enough time to make sure that everything's addressed the day before the DRB. So I will not look at the infrastructure list to make sure that everything's compliant. until tomorrow as well. So I recommend at least a week deferral.
I do believe the infrastructure list was resubmitted on Friday. It was part of our package. It was toward
the end. It's not in the system. The one that's in the system was the one for last week.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you wouldn't mind checking on that, or if you know that now.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The infrastructure list I've got pulled up, I believe, is the latest and greatest. Can that be is that possible to confirm?
If you go to the last, go up one more page. Yes, that is the latest.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and you're saying, Mr. Niski, that was submitted on Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And we admit that we aren't always perfect. We're down one of our administrative staff, and it's sometimes makes it a little tricky to get everything where it needs to be. So, okay. But it sounds like nonetheless, Ms. Brissett is still reviewing the grading and drainage plan itself. Correct, Ms. Brissett?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it looks like everything's fine, but you know, like I said, I'm still looking at it.
Okay, thank you. Transportation.
Yes, good morning. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. In review of the latest site plan, I did note that many of my comments were addressed, but I still had some minor comments left. It does appear that the grading and drainage plan with its cross sections doesn't have the matching sidewalk width that's shown on the infrastructure list still, although the site plan seems to be in conjunction with the infrastructure list. I did note that there is some signage added for designated parking, although not for the parking just west of the building for the sales. That's just a minor comment. One of the curb ramps, I think it was note 19, the multi-directional curb ramp that's shown in the detail didn't quite match the graphic on the site plan. That was the only comment I had as far as ramps at this point. And then just a small note to move the monument sign out of clear sight triangle, and I'm specifically referring to note number 17 on the north side. It's just a slight encroachment. And that's all I had left.
Any questions for Ms. Wolfenberger?
No, I'll go back and update the cross section. The monument sign, I believe, is out of the clear sight triangle, but I think the footing part shown in there, so we'll clarify that on the site plan. We have to take a week deferral anyway, and I'll get that cleaned up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Niski. Let's go to planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. As the applicants alluded to earlier, it sounds like they're meeting the parking lot interior requirements. They just need to note that on the landscape plan, in the site plan. And other than that, we don't have any remaining comments for the site plan and for the preliminary plat. We note that a recorded IIA will need to be submitted prior to final sign off. There is no sign off from planning for the preliminary plat, but for the final plat, you know, that'll be a requirement for that at that stage. And I'll just note that this is one of those developments where the plat, the site plan is contingent on the plat in action, because this is a lot consolidation for the platting action. So I'll just note that as well. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. That raises a good question for me. So when do we anticipate having the final plat?
Well, the final plat will come as soon as we get the IA recorded.
Okay. Okay. So it looks like you are so close, but I'm not quite able to give you a vote today. So deferral to next week, July 21st?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 3 to July 21st?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Charles Summerfelt, Parks and Rec, second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Antonio, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Charles Summerfelt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item three, PR 2021-5411, site plan. These are all applications in 2021. Site plan is 760, preliminary plat is 100, vacation of private easement 101, vacation of private easement 102, and vacation of private easement 103. That's all deferred to July 21st. Okay, thank you, Mr. Niski. We'll celebrate next week, perhaps. Okay, thank you. Item four was previously deferred, as was item five. So we are now on minor cases. The first one up is item six, PR 2020-4645, preliminary final plat SD 2021-135 for Goodman Lawrence RVT at 1125 Snow Vista Southwest. And the applicant is represented by ARC Plan Land Use Consultants. Mr. Archuleta, I see your hand up. Go ahead and give us your intro with your address.
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Derek Archuleta, ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants, PO Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent.
Mr. Archuleta, do you swear from to tell the truth?
Madam Chair, I do. Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I'd also like to add, I do have present with me Ms. Angela Williamson with Modulus Architects and Land Use Planning. Okay. And I believe Ron Bohannon with Terra West, who are also involved as part of the project team.
Okay, so, that's quite a team you've got going there.
Yes, all right. Sure.
Mr. Bohannon or Ms. Williamson, would you like to be entered into the record now?
Yes, this is Ron Bohannon.
Okay.
I swear and affirm to tell the truth.
Okay, just give us your firm and address.
Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place.
Great. And you, on your own, did that. Ms. Williamson, go ahead and give us your name, firm, address.
Angela Williamson, Modulus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, nice to see you all this morning. And okay, with this team, just go ahead, guys. Give us your overview.
Madam Chair, this is Derek. So as you've stated, this is a request for preliminary final plat. This is a request for 1 to 5 lot subdivision. The application includes sidewalk details, an infrastructure list, and a water sewer availability statement. So we're here to hopefully be able to continue on and wrap this project up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we'll note for the record that you went through a rezoning in December of 2020, correct?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, Angela. Madam Chair, this is Derek. That is correct. Back in December, okay. That was processed by Ms. Williamson's company.
Okay, so your approved zoning today is NRC. All right, is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item six at 1125 Snow Vista? Please raise your hand in Zoom. Through reactions, press *9 or just speak up. I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everyone. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. As stated, availability statement 210308 has been issued and provides scheduled service that called for routine connections. So we have no objections to the infrastructure list. There was a potential relocation of a public sewer main on the property that was discussed. It's not shown in current planning action, so it's our assumption that it's not proposed at this time. If you wish to do so in the future, it would require construction plans and new easements and vacation of easements when it's proposed. We are requesting a note on the plat that no encroachment shall take place within the existing public sanitary sewer easement and continued access shall be provided for operation and maintenance by the Water Authority. And that's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Carter, just for helping me, at the very beginning, did you say you were okay? There was something about the sewer main. I just want to make sure you're good.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. The only thing we need is a note on the plat referencing
just the note.
Our okay. Story. Thanks.
That part I got. Okay, code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Montano, code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. As previously commented, there is an existing trail in that space that's unclassified zone right there. And the property lines are a little confusing. The Bernalillo County property line versus the city property line, but it does appear that the trail is fully on the Amaka property. So I just wanted to confirm that. And then if that's true, that's it has no effect on the current action, but would possibly pose some differences with the site plan once that comes online. And I'm curious to know, what the future proposal is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon. Cheryl, I think right now they don't have any distinct plans yet for the property. They're just trying to get it platted and subdivided. And so as the property develops, they will be back in front of you under the site plan approval process under the IDO.
Yes, just.
Mr. Carter, I think we're getting some interference from. Let's see, Ms. Williamson, go ahead.
Just to clarify and to further expand upon what Mr. Bohannon said, when we first started this project for the landowner back with the zone change, at that time, we were working towards the development of a large grocery store. However, since that time, that project has not come to fruition. So at this point, there is actually no project plan. So our client is just proceeding with selling this land. As it will be currently platted after this platting action is approved. So as Mr. Bohannon said, there is actually no development planned at this time.
All right, well, that's too bad. Okay, let's go to hydrology.
Renee Brissett, hydrology. Hydrology has a conceptual grading plan with engineering stamp date 12/8/20. So hydrology has no comment on this plan mention.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. With the new shared access shown, just make sure that's included on the infrastructure list along with any requirements regarding sidewalk based on the number of lots. Also follow DPM requirements for landscape buffer width for both roads. And if future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required prior to building permit. And then a trip generation or a traffic impact study may be needed based on future development needs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Planning.
So, Madam Chair, one thing before we leave. Jean. So we had submitted the infrastructure list in the packet. Is there a note that you needed added onto that for the shared access?
Oh, I just need it as part of the items. Because right now the infrastructure list that you provided shows the sidewalk.
Okay.
And Mr. Bohannon, we can take things in real time if someone's able to update that.
Yeah, infrastructure. That's the reason I'm going to do that. I'm going to modify it now, sign it, and then send it to Jay.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
So Gene, under the 6-foot, so I just need to add a note on here that shared access will be established on the infrastructure list.
Is that correct, Ms. Wolfenberger?
And are you, I thought you were using a private road that accessed all the lots. Is that not the case?
All the roadways, all the lots are accessed either off of DeVargas or 98th Street.
Okay. So if there's no private road established, you can, you know, mention the shared access on the infrastructure list then.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get on the infrastructure mm-hmm. back to you.
And then the landscape buffer, I already had a comment on that didn't meet the DPM requirements.
Okay, but this is a platting action, so how does that affect the plat?
It affects the plat in terms of right-of-way dedication, right-of-way line setup.
Okay, we had provided an exhibit, and I believe that, Derek, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the sidewalk met, stayed within the right-of-way. I could be wrong. I've slept once since I looked at this.
Madam Chair, this is Derek. What Jay has up in front of you reflects the proposed sidewalk. So yes, it's included. It was included as part of the packet.
This is Jean with Transportation. What I had noted though is that the landscape buffer didn't meet the requirements of the DPM according to road classification. These roads would typically require at least 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer.
Within the, Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, within the right-of-way dedication?
Within the right-of-way dedication, correct, which would then end up pushing the sidewalk back.
Okay, so it'll push the right-of-way line back an additional 5 feet.
Yes.
And so you'll have a weed strip between the edge of sidewalk and the right-of-way line.
That's correct.
Okay. So, Madam Chair, I think we're going to have to update the plat to show that additional dedication, Derek, unfortunately, so.
Okay, thank you. And sorry, I somehow was missing the full impact of that comment. So I'm glad you brought it up, Mr. Bohannon. Okay. Let's turn now to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The application number on the plat features the old sketch plat number, the PS 2021-35 number, and that just needs to be corrected to the current plat number, which is ST 2021-00135. We need the DXF file approval email prior to final sign off and planning. And because there's an infrastructure list included with this application, a recorded IIA will need to be submitted prior to final sign off and planning as well. That's all we have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Archuleta, make sure you look at the neighborhood notice forms. There's two different types on the DRB website.
Madam Chair, this is Derek. That'll work. Thank you.
Okay. So it looks like we need to defer until next week. Is that what's in the cards?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. Yes, that'll work. That's fine.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 6 to July 21st?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Vince Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second the motion.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 6, PR 2020-4645, preliminary final plat SD 2021-135 to July 21st. Okay, items 7 and 8 are both deferred. We're rounding the 2-hour in mark. So this is normally when the DRB likes to take a recess break. Is there a motion to take a recess until 11:10.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
It's Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until 11:10. During the recess, please turn off your video, mute yourself, and enjoy a little break. Thank you.